Walking the talk.
This is 702.
Brigadier Matapelos Peter speaks on behalf of the SAPS, joins me on the line now. Brigadier, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much. Same to you, and all the best to you and your family. The president, in the last family meeting he called, banned the sale of alcohol as he moved the country to an adjusted level 3, with obviously additional restrictions and curfew times, etc., etc. Yesterday, we received a concerning voice note initially from a listener who informed us about illegal trade taking place in parts of Pretoria, which were then followed by a number of people who were indicating that where they were, they knew of people who are not necessarily shebeen or tavern owners for that matter, but who were basically trading in alcohol. What reports have you been receiving as SAPS of illegal trading of alcohol during this time?
Well, Africa, in specific relation to the voice note yesterday, we have sent out our members from Villaria Police Station, because it's the area in that falls under Villaria. And what we can confirm is that indeed there is a restaurant, a bar, and a gaming place, but it is only the restaurant that was operating, and it is within the regulations that restaurants can operate until 8 o'clock. We did not witness any sale of liquor, but we are not discounting that it might be sold, you know, illegally through the back door. And it is for that reason that we will be keeping a close eye, not only on this place in Waverley Road in Pretoria, but also across the province. And we have actually last week, as soon as the president had made the announcement, we published several numbers, contact details of police that could be contacted by the public to report non-compliance or deliberate contravention of lockdown regulations. We have been conducting operations. We have been out there on New Year's Eve, on over the weekend. We have arrested some, but I must say it's quite a few only that we found are contravening the regulations. People have been quite compliant.
When you say few, fewer than 5, fewer than 50, what sort of numbers are we talking about?
Well, the New Year's operations alone, from New Year's Eve right until the morning of New Year's Day, only 5 people had been arrested for contravention in terms of selling alcohol illegally. And then also on our Sunday operations, it was far less than 5 as well, but rather far less than 10 arrests that have been made. And I'm talking across the province. So we are working closely with Gauteng Liquor Board. They assist us in terms of establishing on the spot whether a place is licensed to sell. But then the big story, the big picture here is that nobody is allowed to sell alcohol in the first place. And then we're also working very closely with the Liquor Traders Association, who are also assisting us in terms of socializing the message with their members not to contravene the regulations.
I imagine it's easier to facilitate organizations through those entities in as far as formally constituted and licensed establishments, right? We know that we have a real problem with a spectrum and a diversity, if you like, of establishments that are operating without any operating licenses. Any troubles or challenges from that aspect of the industry that generally trades without the operating licenses that are required of them?
Well, the issues that we've picked up in terms of our enforcement of the regulations, as well as just general crime prevention, is that business people or traders will take their chances. For instance, before even this last family meeting, especially in your northern suburbs, you would find people abusing the system. They would have restaurant licenses. And remember, before this latest family meeting, they were allowed to sell for on consumption. So they would abuse the restaurant license and extend it. You'd find taverns or liquor outlets now having restaurant licenses. But when you go in there, there's no food, there's no stoves or any indication that the place is a restaurant. So even with licensed premises, we do encounter problems. But we are not disregarding the kind of challenges that have arisen, especially after the first lockdown in March last year, where we found people who would bulk buying and then sell privately on social media and all of those things. And it is for this reason that we are appealing to members of the public to then also assist us in terms of giving tip-offs.
All right. I did not prepare you for the next question, Matapelo, but with permission, I will ask it anyway. What about the remainder of the regulations that came with South Africa being moved to the adjusted alert level 3, a curfew, for example, that starts at 9 p.m. and runs all the way until 6 a.m.? Have people of Gauteng generally been adhering to the other elements of the restrictions as announced by the president and his ministers?
Well, you won't believe, Africa, that actually our largest contravenors, the largest number, was actually people who were breaking the curfew. For instance, over the New Year's Eve celebrations, out of the 680 people that were arrested for various crimes, 450 of these were just for breaking the curfew. Even on Sunday, throughout Saturday night, because the operations were conducted from Friday, the 2nd, rather the 1st of January, the biggest number went to those who were breaking the curfew. So we do find that people are, whether they're not aware or whether they're just taking their chances, but we do find that most of the people that are arrested over these operations are for breaking the curfew.
All right. I do hope South Africans... And look, and this is more a comment from me, Brigadier, more so than a question. I do hope South Africans appreciate that many of those regulations are put in place in order to stop us from spreading the infection, right? Mm-hmm. We do not have a vaccine administered in the country yet. We certainly will not have it administered to enough of a population to account for herd immunity that makes it a little bit easier for us to move around. So for a better part of 2021, I imagine the more cautious we required to be, the more adherent we should be if we don't want infections to be going about in any way whatsoever. So I certainly wish you and your members of the SAPS all the best as you try to ensure and enforce the regulations for the remainder of this alert level 3.
Thank you so much, Africa. And also just to appreciate those members of the public that are really compliant and trying their best to work with government in response to combating the spread of the COVID-19, we do want to appreciate those because they are actually more than those that are contravening. But yeah, thank you very much for the best wishes. And also just maybe to indicate to the members of the public that by them complying, it would also assist us in the police to focus our resources and energy on fighting crime. Because for now we are stretched as we have to balance crime fighting and enforcing the COVID regulations. But thank you very much to you too, and best wishes for the year ahead.
Brigadier Matapelo Peters speaking on behalf of the SAPS in Gauteng.